And now this is a dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Cellon, S-E-L-L-O-N, January 1354, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mr. Cellon, chronic kidney disease and multiple myeloma. Last visit in December, comes accompanied with wife Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E. There has been a plasma cytoma on the brain area, causing headaches, double vision, weakness on muscles of the left eye, receiving radiation treatment, admitted to the hospital for a few days, discharged yesterday from Midland, received packet of red blood cells and platelets on a high dose of dexamethasone, two more radiation to the brain needs to be done, was supposed to be today, postponed to the end of the week or beginning of the next. A lot of bruises and frequent nose bleeding when he cleans his nose. He's wearing a patch on the left eye, and that helps with his eyesight. He's able to swallow, denies vomiting, denies blood in the stools, denies changes in urination. Very weak, blood pressure runs low. Recently, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, has underlying COPD. And multiple bone compromise with kyphosis. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvasc, Bisoprolol, has not taken diuretics, remains on antiarrhythmics, flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E, pain control with Norco, high dose of dexamethasone, which is 6 milligrams, 3 times a day. I review records from Midland over the last over the recent admission a few days ago. Today, blood pressure 86/54 on the left side. COPD wears a patch on the left eye. Right eye normal movement. Left eye appears deviated to the nasal area. Muscle wasting, bruises, kyphosis, distant resound COPD abnormalities, a port on the left upper chest, regular rhythm, no ascites tenderness masses, severe muscle wasting, no gross edema. Review recent CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast. This is from March 23. No obstruction of the kidneys, no stones. An isolated right-sided adrenal nodule, 1.5 centimeters. Bilateral renal cysts, some of them are hyperdense. Most recent chemistries, creatinine 2.6, at the time of discharge 2.2. A normal sodium potassium, normal bicarbonate, present GFR 32, stage 3B, severe leukopenia, total white blood cell 2.1, anemia 6.7. This is after blood transfusion, MCV 101, platelet count 47. Corrected calcium will be normal. Ferritin high 920, saturation 53%, and normal folic acid and B12. Very high levels of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, 1,600. For a lambda of 0.62 with a ratio of 2,591. Urine shows 100 of protein, 1 plus of blood, trace bacteria, no white blood cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure. CKD stage 3-4. Next number, multiple myeloma. Next number, plasmacytoma affecting the brain. With increased intracranial pressure, radiation, and dexamethasone. Next number, bone marrow status is bone marrow transplant with bone marrow suppression. Next number, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, antiarrhythmics. Monitor GFR level as flecainamide might need to be discontinued if progressive renal failure. Next number, patient has a left-sided Watchman procedure. Next number, severe anemia and thrombocytopenia. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Condition is guarded. No indication for dialysis, low blood pressure, discontinue NORVAS, check blood pressure at home. Chemistry is on a weekly basis. He can eat some extra pickles that he likes a lot. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, end of dictation.